Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we tell about South by Southwest, the major music conference in Austin, Texas. And we answer a listener question about the meaning of the stars on America's flag. But first, we rediscover Elvis Presley at an exhibit in Washington, D.C.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird singing.
As you can probably guess from its name, the Newseum in Washington, D.C. is a museum about news. It recently opened an exhibit about a famous performer. His special sound and bold moves changed the history of music and popular culture. The exhibit is called Elvis, His Groundbreaking, Hip-Shaking, News-Making Story. It tells about Elvis Presley's influence on American culture. It shows newspaper articles, television recordings, and personal objects belonging to the king himself. Barbara Klein tells us more.
Most people know that Elvis Presley was a popular singer and actor. But many young people today might not realize that Elvis represented a rebellious new form of popular culture. He first became famous in the mid-1950s. At this time, music in America was mostly divided racially. Country music was for white people, while black people performed rhythm and blues music. Elvis changed this. He combined both influences to create a whole new kind of music, rock and roll. And the man could dance. He moved his hips in a way that drove crowds wild. Elvis came to represent energy, youth, and freedom. The Elvis exhibit at the museum explores the way the media represented Elvis and his career, and it tells about his lasting influence. The exhibit shows newspaper headlines about efforts to ban Elvis's rebellious music, even his hairstyle. Other newspapers tell about his daily activities, fan reactions, and crowded performances. The exhibit also tells about the important role television played in making Elvis a star.
A phenomenon recalling Marilyn Monroe's sensational debut in show business, Mr. Teenager is on his way to attaining a popularity unparalleled in theater history.
The exhibit includes a movie about Elvis's life and the evolution of his representation by the media. There are also several objects from Elvis's personal life. You can see a large 1957 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he once owned. There is a bottle of champagne from Elvis's wedding to Priscilla Beaulieu, and clothing worn by his daughter, Lisa Marie. And it is hard to miss the jeweled white jumpsuit that Elvis wore for his famous Aloha from Hawaii performance. An estimated 1 billion people in 40 countries watched this program when it was broadcast on television in 1973. He died 4 years later at the age of 42. Elvis, His Groundbreaking, Hip-Shaking, News-Making Story marks the 75th anniversary of Elvis Presley's birth year, and it shows that the popularity of the King of Rock and Roll lives on. You can learn more about the life and music of Elvis Presley Sunday on the special English program, People in America.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Our question this week comes from Saudi Arabia. Ali Awad asks about the meaning of the number of stars on the American flag. The United States flag has 50 stars that represent the 50 states. The flag also has 13 red and white horizontal stripes. They represent the 13 original colonies that rebelled against British rule. They became the first states in the Union. The white stars are in rows in a blue rectangle on the American flag. The stars have 5 points. Until the late 1700s, many stars had 6, 7, or even 8 points. For many years, there were different ways that the stars were shown, including in circles and rows. In 1912, Congress declared how the stars must be shown. Throughout American history, the number of stars increased as more states were added. For example, the flag had 48 stars for 47 years, from 1912 until 1959. Then, Alaska and Hawaii became states. They remain the only states not physically connected to the mainland United States. The 50-star flag became the official flag of the United States on July 4, 1960. 50 years have now passed without any changes to the American flag. That is the longest period in United States history that the flag has remained unchanged. Some American citizens live in places that do not have a star on the flag. Washington, D.C. is the country's capital, but it is a city, not a state, so it does not have its own star. Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, the Northern Mariana Islands, the U.S. minor outlying islands, and the United States Virgin Islands are territories, so they do not have stars either. Some of the territories, like Puerto Rico and Guam, may vote to become states in the future. The United States government has created possible flags that have up to 56 stars. Austin, Texas calls itself the live music capital of the world. That is surely true each year in the middle of March. Tens of thousands of people come to the city to attend the 10-day South by Southwest music, film, and interactive festivals. Catherine Cole went this year and has our report.
Well, if I spell it out, if I gather it out, will you hear me when I tell you about what I have to say before it gets too late? It's not easy as I said it'd be, but there's something right about you and me, something right about you and me. You're the color of a bird book, you're the color of a sideways look from an undercover cop in a comic book. You're the color of a stormy June, you're the color of the moon, you're the color of the night, that's right. Color of a fight, you move me. You're the color of the colored part of the Wizard of Oz movie. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. Cigarettes, we're like
Bob Schneider singing his song 40 Dogs Like Romeo and Juliet. It was named Song of the Year at the Austin Music Awards, the closing event of the South by Southwest Music Conference. Maybe organizers should change the name of the awards to the Bobs, as Schneider and his band had 10 wins this year. They include Musician of the Year and Album of the Year. South by Southwest started in 1987 to bring attention to Texas musicians like Bob Schneider. Now it includes performers from around the world. This year, 642 acts from 59 foreign countries were invited to perform. Neka from Nigeria was one of them. Here she sings Walking.
Yes. Blackness. The black side of me. Come on, but listen up. In our community, I'm not assessing much patience. In tribulation, in need to get stressed.
Musicians and fans at South by Southwest were looking forward to a reunion concert by the 1970s band Big Star. Sadly, its leader Alex Chilton died of a heart attack on the first day of the music festival. The remaining members of the band played a set with some other musicians as a benefit for Chilton's family. Here is the original Big Star with September Girls.
September Girls, they said how much I was your butch until you were touched.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Dimash, Chris Cruz, and Catherine Cole. Katie Weaver was the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments. Do you have a question about America? Click Contact Us at the bottom of our website. Or write to Mosaic at voanews.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
September Girls, December.